Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm so grateful for you, for this beautiful day, for just, you know, this whole season. You know, I actually did some, I didn't do Christmas shopping per se, but, you know, I did go out and look at some Christmas decorations and stuff, because as some of you know, this is my first Christmas in Austria, and so I would like to get a tree and decorations and all that stuff and make it look a bit festive for when my kids come, because they're coming for the first time, and so I want them to. So I found a store and we found some decorations. It's like, yes, feels like home. So it's been a good day, interesting day. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us, and I'm so excited because today we have Mark Romero with us, and I'm just like, I heard his music way back when, and I just fell in love with it. It was so expansive. And I remember being on a call recently, last season or the season before, when Ethan Fox was playing Mark's music in the background. It's like, oh my God, I was like transported to somewhere else. It was just so beautiful. It's like, I want to have him on our show. So he's here with us today. He's going to be talking about how to heal your life through the power of music. And today we're going to be talking about how to eliminate the negative effects of energy interrupters such as toxic chemicals, EMFs, Wi-Fi, and cell phone signals. And as some of you know, in my house, we have a lot of equipment, Wi-Fi and servers and things like that, right? So there's all that stuff going on. So I'm always curious and really excited to talk about how we can minimize the effects of some of those. So I'm excited to talk about that. He's going to be talking about how to refine your energy to effortlessly open to higher vibrational levels of health, clarity, and connection to spirit. And so, of course, that means everything to me. How to tune your energy and bring yourself into alignment with your true power and unlimited ability to manifest an extraordinary life. And Mark will give all of you a direct experience of a vibrational cleanse during this call. And like I said earlier, Mark is going to be playing some music during the call, so I'm really excited about that as well. And for those of you who don't know Mark, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. Mark is an internationally known high vibration sound healing expert and guitarist, and through his music, Mark is a channel for energy that eliminates negative influences in the environment and creates a field where we can operate at optimal levels. And by eliminating the static and noise, so much of that in our lives, we can then effortlessly break free of the negative influences in our environment and of the limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that are holding us back from the life we truly desire. And Mark has helped thousands of people experience instantaneous healings and shifts in their perceptions through the energy embedded in his music. So I'm so excited. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited too. I'm excited to be here. I think it's great.
Yay. So, you know, I love music. You know, I cannot play music. I cannot sing, but I love listening to music, and I love how music affects my whole energy field. So, of course, I'm very sensitive, right? So I'm so excited about being able to talk about this with you because you are an expert. But before we get into the actual meat and topic of this conversation today, because this is the first time that you're on our show, can you share a little bit about your journey and how you became to be a sound healing expert, because that's not where your career started, right?
Not even close. I mean, it's like, no, I'm like, I tell people, I kind of joke with them. I tell them I'm a recovered corporaholic. You know, I'm a former CEO, executive manager, left brain guy. And, you know, that's my background. I think like many of us, we get presented with the model, you know, growing up set by our parents or by society as a whole, you know, hey, you go to school, you get out of school, you get a job, you work your way up, the higher you work your way up, the more money you're going to make, the happier you'll be, the more fulfilled you'll be. And now you've kind of bought into that whole model, like many of us. And I started at the bottom and worked my way all the way to the top of a CEO of a multi-million dollar business, had all the bells and whistles, the shiny car, all the things that we're supposed to have, right, to make us happy. I'm like kind of going, man, I'm anything but happy, anything but content, anything but fulfilled, and anything but healthy. And I really kind of asked myself, am I going to be able to do this for like another 10 years without it killing me? You know, I don't think so. And it kind of hit a point where my wife caught me in the hallway coming home after a long, hard day's work. And she just said, you know what? I don't care how much money you're making, man. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream? And
wow.
I realized that she was right. And that, you know, life was not working for me. So I left. I walked away from a 19-year career. And, you know, I wanted to discover my life purpose of why I was here. And I wanted to be able to do something that gave back to, you know, gave back to humanity, gave back to people, something of higher level, higher purpose. And so I left. And boy, that's when the fun really starts. You know, when you take that leap of faith, it unfolds in ways that, you know, we could never imagine.
And, you know, Mark, as you're talking, you know, I've got goosebumps and I've got tears in my eyes. And, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed with emotion because that's exactly the same thing that happened with me, you know, exactly the same thing, except I didn't have somebody in my corner saying, hey, Shefali, why don't you do something that makes you happy? You know, other than my angels and guides, right? There was nobody around us that was looking at me and saying, you know what, you're not happy. Why don't you do something? So good for you that you had somebody in your life supporting you and in helping you and showing you that, hey, you know what, why don't you do something else? And a lot of us, you know, we have been going through that, right? We've been working in the corporate, for me it was government, but, you know, same idea, right? And knowing that something else was possible for us, something else, that there was something else calling us, right? Or what everybody thought would make us happy was not. And how do you even tell anybody that? Like, how do you even say to your family that, you know what, I'm so miserable, I want to die, and I can't do this for the next 20 years, you know, or 10 or whatever, right? How did you find the courage to make those changes? Because I know a lot of people on the call, they would love to make those changes as well, right? They would love to jump and really do what they like, but they don't know how. So how did you find the courage to make that shift and change?
Well, sometimes I'm not sure whether I want to call it courage or maybe a brief moment of insanity, something like that, really. I mean, that, sometimes I look back at that, and that was 14 years ago now. And, you know, I was just up against it. I mean, life was not working. Was it terrifying? Absolutely. Would I recommend everybody do the same thing? Probably not, you know, because it did create a context where, you know, I struggled. I struggled in making the conversion. I struggled in making the changes. And you kind of hit on something that's really important here because, you know, we live in a world that's evolving. And the old way of doing things is becoming obsolete. You know, the old way of, you know, the old model of going and getting a job and having that job and paying your bills and doing those things. And that's life. That's not working for people anymore because it's literally become obsolete. You know, so now more and more people are starting to have that inner question. How do I do this? Now, I would recommend, yes, always be committed. Create the context and the vision to step into your dream life, to discover your purpose, to express that purpose, to be fruitful in expressing that purpose. Absolutely. But make sure you are smart in how you transition. Because, you know, when I made the jump, you know, I experienced financial challenges, you know, added a lot of stress and a lot of worry to it. But ultimately, out of that stress and worry was really an opportunity for me to let go of old beliefs and old programming that was from that old domain that's become obsolete. And sometimes, you know, you hear that saying, you know, where you get in the fire and the fire purifies. Well, you know, when you take the leap of faith, you get to purify. You know, when you pursue your purpose and your calling, as I'm sure you know, I hear you laughing because you know all the stuff shows up. The belief structures around your childhood, the belief structures you hold about yourself, these things that aren't in alignment with the truth of who and what we are, all that comes to the forefront. And it provides us an opportunity to melt those things away that are imperative for us to let go of in order to step in to be the grand expression of who and what we are.
Yes, beautiful. Wow. I did not know this is where we were going to go with this conversation, but it's like, wow. there's something in that that I think we all needed to hear. And so I'm so glad that you were able to share that with us. So I wanted to talk about music and sound and how key that is, such a huge key. I know for me, anyways, for sure, I love music, can't sing it, cannot hold a tune. If you even ask me anything about pitch or tone, I don't even know what that means. And when I do start to sing, trust me, my kids tell me, "Mom, please stop." You know, it's like, but I love it. But I know that there is a healing quality to music, but it's not just a healing quality. Sometimes, because I'm Indian, okay, Indian music brings up so many emotions, right? So there's so much tied into music. You know, there's healing for sure, but there's emotional releases as well, or bringing up memories, right? When you're listening to music, it can bring up old memories. And then it's like, what do you do with it? So have you always been musical?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So yes, as a kid, I sang, I loved it, not out in front of people, just in my own thing, you know, running down the hallway, out playing in the backyard. Yeah, there was always a musical aspect to me, but I didn't really start, I didn't pick up the guitar till I was in a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to go see my favorite rock band in concert and was inspired. And, you know, I did the perpetual water on the rock, you know, "Dad, you got to get me a guitar for my birthday. Dad, mm-hmm. When are you getting me that guitar for my birthday, Dad?" You know, well, Dad came through. He got me this little 6-string, you know, steel string guitar. It was love at first strum. So even throughout my whole career, I played music, not out in front of people, not in, you know, I jokingly say, you know, I used to have the best concerts in the safety of my bedroom at home.
Yeah.
You know, I had no desire in becoming a rock star. I fantasized about it, but mm-hmm. no, I wasn't going to play in front of people and do that kind of stuff. It was my own thing. It was something that was just for me, you know? So yes, music has always been a huge part. Music is inherently powerful on its own because it has this magical ability to transcend language. It has mm-hmm. this magical ability to transcend the left brain. And, you know, and the left brain is where we all get stuck. You know, that's where our perceptions live. That's where semantics comes into play. That's where you can say something and five people can get a different interpretation from the same word. You know, music has the ability to transcend all of that. And it reminds me, because I had an opportunity to sit down with a very high-ranking member of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, which is, of course, a very intellectual group. They're trying to bridge science and spirituality and consciousness, which mm-hmm. I love that concept. And she was mentioning to me, there has to be a language that's beyond the spoken word that can penetrate into people and to change them. And honestly, I believe music is that language. Because we all have experienced the power of music.
Oh, absolutely. And music is not from, anything new. It's ancient, it's old. It's vibration, you know, is really what it is, right? Everything is vibration, but when it comes to music, the vibration can be at a much higher level, which affects us, I find more, cleanly is not the right word, but more in a pure way, you know, and it raises our own vibration depending on what type of music you're listening to. For example, I love classical music. I love classical music. And when I listen to it, depending on what I'm listening to, it really lifts me up, you know. And then I don't really listen to hard rock, you know, it's just too heavy and too, I don't know, crazy for me. But, you know, even songs that are like hip hop and, you know, like the stuff that my daughter listens to, you know, it can really change your mood. It can change your energy in an instant, can't it?
Absolutely. And I think because we are vibrational beings and we're starting to really realize that, it makes sense that music, which is pure vibration, would impact us on the level where all change comes from. And that's on a vibrational level. All change comes from a vibrational level, our state of being, you know, all of that is our energy, our life frequency. So it does make sense. And why certain music has the ability to uplift us, and certain music has the ability to bring us down. And of course, we have to be careful of what we expose ourselves to. But the other thing, and I think really what kind of comes into what I do with music, is that music has this magical ability to be a carrier way for transformation and change. And in this case, I'm actually using my music as a tool to convey a powerful energetic frequency that has the ability to tune and harmonize listeners' energy fields. So music inherently on its own can be a beautiful, magnificent, we have all experienced it, you know, but then it can also be this wonderful tool that can open up the door to a whole nother level of transformation and change.
And that's what I love, you know, because it can be so simple. I mean, I'm not creating the music, thank goodness. But, you know, for us, you know, as the listeners, we can just listen to it and be transported and or play it in our space and have the space become a higher vibration, right? So, for example, like I was saying at the beginning, how my apartment is filled with computers and servers and Wi-Fis and all that wonderful stuff. So, you know, those, I laugh because, like, I can't get away from it. You know, my husband is a techie, right? So he has all these things, right? And they're always running. There's always something. Something is always running. Nothing is ever off. Can we use music such as yours to lessen the effects of that? And what are the effects of that, of those, of all this technology in our energy fields? If you can talk
about that. Excellent question. And the answer is yes. And this is really what got me started in this field. So I guess in 2002, I released my first album. It was entitled Sueños Infinitos. And that CD ended up getting in the hands of a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Jones, who was a former consultant to NASA. And what he was involved in a research and a study, they were looking at the implications of all the stuff in our environment. Now, if you think about it, 10 years ago, Wi-Fi was not nearly as prevalent as it is today. Cell phone towers and things weren't nearly as prevalent as they are today. In fact, they're getting ready to migrate to a whole nother level of intensity as we get ready to transfer over into 5G network. You know, so even back then, they were addressing the concerns. Back then, it was 60,000 man-made chemicals that have permeated into our air, food, and water. You know, look at our food supply, our water supply. Things have changed dramatically in that time frame in the last 10, 20 years that are negatively impacting us. So to answer the first part of your question, the first part of the question is, what is it doing to us? Well, you know, we're energetic beings. We're expressions of a field of consciousness, the quantum field, okay? And the analogy that I love to use, since, hey, we're all on technology. If you're listening to this call, you're on some sort of technology. We're kind of like super biological wireless computers. We have a wireless connection to the ultimate super internet, which is pure consciousness. It's that field of energy that we're all expressions of. All this stuff in our environment, the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, the smart meters, the chemicals, the genetically modified foods, the different things that have been put into our food supply, the chlorine in our water, fluoride, different aspects, different things, those are disconnecting us from that connection. So in other words, they're actually acting as energy disruptors. And when you're disconnected, what happens with your technology at home when you're disconnected from your Wi-Fi? You can't access the internet. The piece doesn't run at way the level of which it was designed. And the same thing applies to us. When our energy is put into a disharmonious state and it's disconnected, we cease to operate at the level of which we were designed. And these scientists and more scientists has emerged, we're realizing that those disconnections are the root cause behind the rapid increase in certain health challenges that we're experiencing in the world today. Look at how autism has just exponentially grown in the last 10 years. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, neurological disorders, cancers, different aspects. You know, we see this huge increase. And these scientists and myself, I believe personally that those disharmonies that are showing up are actually caused because of the static and noise in our environment and because we've disconnected ourselves from that field of unlimited possibility. So the second part of your question is, can music enhance that connection? Well, this is what's really cool. So as I mentioned to you, this gentleman got a hold of my CD, and it's kind of funny how it came about, because I'm playing at a wellness center, and this woman that runs the center comes up to me, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, you know, I hear tones in your music." And I'm looking at her, quite honestly, I was just out of the corporate world. I looked at her like, you know what, this lady, she's going to get weird, man. I can tell. And then she gets like right up in my face and she goes, "And nobody can hear the tones but me." And I'm like, just kind of shaking my head. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard some tones too, man, back in the 80s, listening to Pink Floyd, hanging out with my buddies. You know, we heard some tones. And she goes, "No, I'm serious. Let me get a CD from you. I know these scientists." So I give her a CD. Next thing I know, I'm sitting down with Dr. Jones, and he's talking to me about quantum physics and energy disruptors and what's going on the planet today and why humanity is having trouble not only in optimizing its health and vitality and well-being, but also in expanding its consciousness, because we've submerged ourselves into these environments filled with static and noise. It's like, you know, have you ever been on the edge of town? You're listening to your favorite song, you know, on the radio. You're getting too far away. You're getting that static and that noise. Well, that's the same thing that's happening to you and me.
Right.
And as a result of that, we experience stress. As a result of that, we compromise our physicality. As a result of that, our body goes out of tune. It's actually not in alignment. Mm-hmm. We want to get into a state of coherence. So these scientists discovered frequencies in my music that actually allow us to be in this environment, but yet create a state of coherence to tune our energy. And it's kind of like the guitar. I could be the best guitarist in the world, but if my strings aren't in tune, am I going to play beautiful music? No.
Yeah. Right.
We have to be in tune. You know, and unfortunately, we live in a world where we focus so much on outward activity. You know, I got to do all this stuff. I got to make these phone calls. I got to, you know, work really hard and do all these different things. And that's like learning how to strum and play and pluck and stuff. But then we never take time to tune the strings, and we wonder why we can't create what we want to create. We wonder why we struggle to make our dreams come true.
Have to tune the strings. Have to tune the string. Oh my goodness. That's like, I love this analogy. It's like, it is so true. And, you know, tuning the string, it really means, you know, being connected to spirit, right? And having our field clear and raising our vibration, being at the highest vibrational level that we can be, you know, from time to time. I'd like to say all the time, but as soon as I said that, it's like, yeah, what about all those people who are going to work and they work in corporate or government or whatever? It's like, it's not always that easy when you're in those environments, right? But, and you can't always play this music in your office, right, where there's other people around.
Well, and this is the beauty of it. So I'll give you a little bit of a background, because this always kind of challenges the left brain. So Dr. Jones got a hold of my CD and discovered frequencies. So he called me up one day and invited me to this lecture. And on this lecture, they were talking about quantum physics and energy and how the body is made of energy, how we're redefining ourselves, the universe, and realize that we're in this sea of energy or sea of pure consciousness. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that pure consciousness contains an unlimited amount of information, probabilities, and possibilities. Okay. We have access to that. But in order to access it, we have to have a good connection. And that's where we run into this issue with all this stuff in our environment, the chemicals and the different things. So what happens is that those chemicals and those disruptors put our energy out of tune. It interrupts it. It causes stress. We actually, you know, experience all kinds of different negative effects from these things in our environment. We've just become so used to them that we don't really experience the difference. So when the music plays in the environment, it instantly tunes your energy. But here's the cool thing. Is you would think you would have to play that music loud or maybe listen to it with headphones, but no, you don't. You don't even need to hear the music to get the benefits of it on your energy systems. Now, that one always gets people. You know, it's like, well, wait a second. If I can't hear it, how is it doing this to me? Well, your ear is a very limited receptor of vibrational information. You have an energetic field around you. Call it your aura, call it your biofield. You have an energetic field around you that's constantly being impressioned by all these different things in our environment, including your own thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions, and words and things that are being spoken. You know, so it's constantly trying to adjust. You know, so it's no wonder that we're constantly in this state of being out of tune. Well, when the music plays, it tunes it, but that field of energy extends way beyond what you're able to hear. So like I have sleep music, for example, that you play when you sleep at night. You don't have to hear it at night while you're sleeping in order to get mm-hmm. the benefits. You know, hearing is just a very minute aspect of vibrational information, as is seeing, as is touching, smelling, and hearing. Those are all a very minimal spectrum of vibrational information that we pick up through our senses, but there's so much more beyond that. And that's what we really have to open up to.
And, you know, I mean, I'm just loving this because it's like, oh my goodness, it seems, it's like, where's my mind going? My mind has a million questions. It's like, so much. So before I wanted to remind everybody, and we do have some hands raised, but I want, because I know I forgot, I was so excited to get on the call. I forgot to say that if you have questions for Mark, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, and we will get to them. So we do have questions on the Q&A and with people with a hand raised, but I wanted to ask you, Mark, really quickly, like, okay, so let's say I'm listening to the music, it's in my field, I don't have anything physically wrong, but let's say I have emotional stuff going on, right? And how, I'm just assuming, you know, that it's just going to make me feel lighter, it's just going to make me feel more peaceful and calmer. But what else? Like, what else? It's like, I don't want to put that perception out there. It's like, really, what happens?
Well, the interesting thing is that we're always going to have emotions. You know, where we run into issues is when we start judging our emotions. You know, emotions are energy, okay? We have 88.5 energy, which is like, you know, sadness and frustration and anger. And then we have 108.5 energy, which is like, you know, bliss, ecstasy, and all the yummy stuff in life. You know, part of where we run into challenges is that we judge the lower density energy as being bad and wrong. And then we look at the higher density energy as being good and where we should be all the time. So we don't allow ourselves to feel what we need to feel. You know, so the essence of energy and vibration itself, if you look at it in a physical form, it's a sine wave. And that sine wave has a peak and it has a valley. We do live in a third dimensional world where we have daytime and nighttime. We have high tide and low tide. We have spring, winter, summer, fall. We have the seasons of life. And we're going to go through the seasons of life. So what happens with this music in the environment is that if you have less stress, if you automatically are able to reduce your stress, is that going to impact to how you react to circumstances and situations and your feelings in life? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
We've got to reduce our stress levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at the implications of being in a stressful state, what they have on the body, on the hormones that get produced, and the implications of long-term exposure to those hormones. We do detrimental damage to our body, to our physical well-being. Well, you know, this is a tool to be able to help you to reduce that stress, feel more grounded, feel calmer, feel like you can handle the challenges of life without flying off the handle. I've had people who have sent me multiple notes just in Southern California here. We have like some of the worst traffic in the world. You know, mm-hmm. It's like road rage capital of the United States.
Right.
And people say that when they're playing the music in the car, they're more calm, they're more focused. Even though they're dealing with the circumstances of life, they're not flying off the handle. They're not using colorful metaphors to the degree that they might have been using them before. Mm-hmm. And they're able to keep themselves in that space. You know, so we want to be able to optimize our energy because we have a better ability to be able to handle the twists and turns that we know life is going to provide. And so if you play the music in the environment, the most instantaneous thing that you're going to experience, well, number one is a dramatic reduction of stress. Number two, you're actually going to increase your strength, your flexibility, your endurance, your coordination and balance, When your energy is in tune and is coherent, you have an increase on all those five physical factors. Your memory, your focus, you're actually going to be able to put your brain waves into a more harmonious state, because all this chemicals and different things in our environment and cell phones up to our head are actually negatively impacting our brain waves. So by putting our brain waves into a state of harmony, we're able to improve our memory, our focus, our creativity, our intuition. We're able to access higher levels of information, our sixth sense, our psychic abilities, deepen our meditative process. You know, why do so many people struggle to meditate? How many times have you heard the conversation that people, I can't quiet my mind. Yeah. You know, I try to meditate and my mind just goes a million times a minute. Well, you're in the static and the noise. Your mind is being literally, you know, static and noised out. And it's no wonder that our thoughts and our beliefs, and we're bouncing all over the place in our thinking processes, and we can't control it or slow it down to access that peace that we, you know, and the information that we can access in that gap between thoughts. And so this is what opens up when we start putting our energy into that state of coherence and tuning our energy. Mm-hmm. We begin to operate at a higher level and are able to more adequately handle the twists and turns of life.
I love that. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. And yeah, just listening to you, you have such a calming effect, you know. Even though, like, I had all these questions, but they're like, I your answers are so complete and so, I just so resonate with them. It's like, yeah, that makes total sense. So we have some questions that I thought maybe we could answer really quick, some of them really quickly. So somebody's asking about, and you know, it's like, okay, this is old school. They're asking, if I purchase an MP3, will I be able to download it onto a CD from home? It's like, do people still do that? Oh goodness, I don't even know how anymore.
Yes, the answer is yes. You can get the music in CD or MP3 version, and you can burn them onto anything. And and there, believe me, there are still plenty of people out there that are using CDs.
I don't think I even have I don't have a player anymore. You know, it's like my Mac doesn't have anything. It's like, yeah, it's like the technology changes so much all the time, right? But so yes, you can onto a CD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I mean, look at people are starting to redo vinyl because of the sound quality in records.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so amazing. I mean, it's like, hey, yeah, I know, it's pretty cool.
And then I have a question from Robert in Austin, and he's asking, he said, can you ask Mark if the healing frequencies he plays come from a certain guitar he plays, or do they come through any guitar he plays? Also, does he tune his strings to a certain frequency?
Great question. And that question always comes up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you made a comment earlier that you said, gosh, the way that you speak and how it kind of impacts you and stuff. So I'll share a little story with you. So for years, I thought it was a guitar. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, you know, I play a Plazuelo flamenco guitar. That's my guitar. That's my baby. Okay. And so when I first found out about this healing energy in the music, I thought, well, is it the notes that I play? Is it must be the style? Maybe it's because it was handmade by some guy in Spain, you know, using these great woods or whatever, you know, that must be it. And what I realized later that, no, that wasn't it. So I'll share with you this story. It's kind of funny because it initially kind of really freaked me out, because the first time my wife, Dr. Lara, told me that I was a healer, I said, you know what, don't talk to me about that healing stuff, man. That's the kind of stuff, they take you out in the backyard, they tie you to a tree, and they set you on fire. I want nothing to do with it, okay? And then, of course, when you marry a doctor of metaphysics, what does she tell you? Well, I think you might have some past life issues to resolve. Well, you know, never tell the corporate guy he has past life issues. Okay, you're going to send him running down the hallway, you know, fleeing with his fingers in his ears. I don't hear you. I can't hear that. You know, so I thought it was the guitar. Well, then one day, my wife, Lara, calls me from the park. She's a mile and a half away from the house, picking up my daughter from school. And she goes, I just had this intuitive hit. I don't think you need to do music to do this work. So I want you to send energy to my friend here at the park. So I remotely sent energy to her at the park and a mile and a half away, she had an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. Mm-hmm. That day, I realized it's not the guitar, it's me, the individual, that somehow, some way, in the language that Dr. Jones told me, said, you found a way to access this frequency in your energetic field and bring it through you. He said, you're a healer. You're a harmonizer. You're using the music as a carrier wave to convey that healing frequency and energy, that energy that tunes, that energy that harmonizes. So I literally, from that whole experience, I didn't tell anybody for like a year after that when it happened. I mean, I didn't know how to, you know, crunch it into my left brain ex-corporate mind at that particular point in time. So it's not about the music. It's not about the notes. It works on any instrument that I play. It works with my voice. I can remotely send energy. Now, I will add this. 2 years ago, I started tuning my guitar to 432 versus 440, and it was like a layer of frosting on the cake. It added something completely different. And I love that because that kind of puts us more into the realm of traditional sound healing, where we're working with certain tunings and frequencies. And there's definitely that added thing also. But in essence, I'm, you know, a harmonizer. I help people harmonize their energetic fields. And as a result, they can heal their lives. And I use my music as a carrier wave to convey that energy out into the world. And it's been one of the most wonderful, beautiful blessings and surprises in my life experience.
Oh, my goodness. I love that story. And I mean, it's like, we're going to have to talk offline. But it's like, oh, my goodness, that story was just absolutely beautiful. And I so resonated with it. It's like, oh, my goodness. I'll just show this to everybody. I just had a session, finally, with Michaela Sheldon. You know, she's been on our show many times, and I just love her. But I finally had a session with her yesterday. It's like, so long to get, but you know, it's like I finally, and it was amazing. And she told me some, you know, some stuff, and it's like, you know, forever I had resisted that term healer. It's like, I am not a healer, you know, I'm not a healer, you know. And then when Michaela said, you know, what she told me, it's like, shit, it's like, okay, you know, it's time to stop resisting it. And you know, because I've been told many times and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so it's like there was a part of me that did not want to hear it, right? Because I'd been burned at the stake. I'd been killed before. You know, like all that kind of stuff, right? It's like for that capacity, right? And so when somebody like you who used to be like corporate and then you're told you're a healer, you're like, what? You know, because it's so woo-woo. It feels so woo-woo, right? And it's so different than what we've been taught and experienced in this lifetime, right? When we don't hear the term healer, we hear doctor, right? You don't hear the term healer at all unless you're in the woo-woo field, right?
So. Yeah. And it's so funny you share that because I remember after I found out about the healing energy and the music, or really opening up to the fact that I was a healer, I'm like kind of going, man, I don't want nothing to do with this. In fact, I don't want to have any kind of healing mumbo jumbo in my music. I don't want nothing to do with this. It scared the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget one day I was having this conversation in my mind, and literally within 5 minutes, my phone rings and it's Dr. Jones. And he goes, what's going on? I said, well, what do you mean what's going on? He goes, I detected a fluctuation in your quantum field. And I'm like, well, what the? He goes, you need to come and see me in my office. And I sat down with him, freaked out at this point in time. I'm freaked out. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said, Mark, he says, you have two choices in life. He said, either one, you step into being who and what you are and express that into the world and bring that forward at the highest level possible. Or two, you live a life of misery, trying to deny it. What do you want to do? I said, well, I'd like option three, none of the above. He said, it doesn't exist. I'm like, ah. Oh. Okay, I guess I got to step into being a healer. And I'm laughing with you because who do you think I had a conversation with about embodying and being a healer? Michaela. Yeah. So I'm like kind of going, oh my gosh. You know, so I love the synchronicity.
Me too. It's like, oh my goodness. I'm so, the timing of this call is just so perfect. It's like, wow.
But I want to add this, though. We're all healers.
Yeah.
We're all pure consciousness. We're all the same energy that brought this beautiful world into creation and manifestation. We're just all at different levels of our realization and acceptance and embodiment of the truth of who and what we are. We're on this journey. I love the Statue of David. It's like one of the most beautiful, masterful art pieces, right, in the world.
I'm going to see it tomorrow. I'm going to see it this weekend.
Oh, see? Hey, man, even better. I love that statue. And you know, I saw it in Florence many years ago and was just like blown away at the mastery of it. And Michelangelo was asked, how did you carve that statue? He said, I didn't carve it. I just removed the pieces that were hiding the masterpiece within the block. So we're all at different levels of removing the pieces that are revealing the healer, the masterpiece that's within the block. And that's what I use my music for, to help remove the pieces. The static and noise in our modern day world are part of the pieces. We haven't even started talking about limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. That's a whole nother level of energy disruptor. And
yeah,
that's what
sure.
we're in the process. Humanity is in the process of removing those pieces to remember who we really are.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am going to Florence tomorrow.
That's awesome. I love it. Take a picture and send it to me.
I will. That's what I'm saying. It's been an interesting day. So it's like, yeah, so much stuff going on. All right. I just want to take a call from the telephone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 4734. 4734. I am so enjoying this call. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. You had a question for Mark?
Well, I think your work is awesome.
Thank you.
I don't know if I have a question other than I want some harmonization, please.
Great request.
Yeah, it is. I love that.
And we're going to do a little process here today, but I want to just preface it with this, okay? So who are you? You're a beautiful expression of life in the universe, of universal energy. So if you want harmonization, I want you to put your request in and say, you know what? I'm taking a stand. I'm setting the intention to harmonize myself, okay? You're the commander in chief, ultimately. So I can help you with that, but the most important step for all of us is to make a declaration and set the intention. That's what plants
okay,
the
well,
seed that
I'm
grows.
Okay, well, I'm doing that right now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Maybe we should do a little piece of music.
Yeah, absolutely. I was gonna suggest that too. So thank you, Lori. Great segue. We're going to do some music right now. So just be open. Be open to receiving and being open to be harmonized.
Just very open to following my guidance here. So thank you for the blessing.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. hold on. All right. So we are going to do some music in just a second, but I wanted to share really quickly for those of you who may be listening to Mark's music for the first time. Anne from Omaha sent in a comment a little while ago saying, I sleep deeply to Mark's music every night. I was introduced to him and his music in 2010. So we know for some of us, I'm still a light sleeper and my husband snores. So it's like, oh, yes, I'm going to be playing this music at nighttime so that I can sleep more deeply as well and feel more relaxed and rejuvenated when I wake up.
That's great. I love that. And that somebody would comment on that from back from 2010. Love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to mute myself so that we have better quality sound. And
okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Mark, if you can play something, that'd be fantastic.
Yes, definitely. So what I want to do is I want to inject us into something. I want to inject us into a piece, but I also want to open the door for you to set an intention for yourself. Okay. What is your intention? What would you like to get out of this little piece? Where would you like to restore harmony in your life? Maybe you have a health thing. Maybe you have a relationship thing. Maybe you have a career thing, whatever it might be. Where is it that you would love to restore harmony in your life? Set that intention. I love that last intention of I want a harmonization. I want to create harmony. You know, I'm setting the intention to create harmony in my life. And that's a great place to start right there. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play a piece of music. And what I want you to do is I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe deeply. And as you are breathing, in fact, start breathing now. Bring your attention to your breath. And notice what happens while you breathe. You're going to see a rising and a falling. If there's something that you want to let go of, just breathe it out. If there's something that you want to bring into your experience, just breathe it in. But the most important thing is for you to plant the seed, which is your intention. That's what sets the universe in motion. Wisdom tradition state, in the beginning was the word. The word was not only was it sound and vibration, but it was intention. You're the composer and the conductor of your life. Set an intention to play a beautiful piece of music and take some nice deep breaths. And just breathe comfortably. And maybe in this moment, we all remember who we really are. Take another deep breath. So just take a nice deep breath. And whatever that intention was, the seed's been planted. And now what we want to do is we want to just sprinkle a little water on that seed and that soil. And that sprinkling of that water is a little act that you can do within the next day, an act of self-love, to just be in appreciation and to honor yourself. All of who you are, all of who you're not, all of what you have to learn, all of what you have learned, and look to see what begins to sprout and grow for you. But take on that little act of self-love. You know, intentions are great, but we have to put them into motion. And we do that by getting off our posteriors and moving in that direction. So take that act of self-love and see what opens up for you. So there you go, a little high vibration piece to help us tune our strings.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mark. I felt so expanded, Yvonne. I'm still so expanded. And at the same time, grounded, you know, like more centered. And I usually have a hard time talking right after something like that, but it's like it was beautiful. And it was like, I know it was like just a short piece, but even in that short piece, you could feel your vibration rise. I mean, I felt like I was 10 feet, you know. I'm five, so 10 feet is a lot bigger, right? So much more,
yeah.
You know, much, much more. And that it was like almost instantaneously. It's like, wow. And I love the concept of setting that intention. What do you want to get out of this? You know, and that makes a huge difference. Because once you've set the intention, once you've declared it, it is. And it's like, oh, wow, whew, that's powerful. So, and coupled with the music, it's like, wow, so empowering. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah. My pleasure to be able to share and play.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to ask, you know, all of you listening, how was that for you? I just, like I said, I thought it was absolutely beautiful and so expansive. And, you know, I feel, so I'm a feeler, right? So I definitely felt the energy and so much heat and so much expansiveness. Yeah, great. It was wonderful. So thank you. So we're going to talk a little bit about the special offer that you have for us today, Mark. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Mark11. Right? Nice and easy. awakentohappinessnow.com/Mark11. And so this special offer, like Mark said already earlier, it can be MP3s or CDs. It's your choice. So Mark, do you want to talk to us a little bit about the offer?
Absolutely. Well, this is my flagship. This is all about tuning your energy. This is all about rising above the static and noise in your environment. And it's basically a 24-hour musical solution for tuning your strings, tuning your energy. Now, what opens up out of that are all kinds of different things. So there's four primary CDs or playlists within the series. So two of them are just music that you would play in the office, in the car while driving, in the morning while you're getting the kids ready for school, or, you know, just like one of my, you know, it's the holiday time of year. And let's face it, that's a time when family comes together and nobody can stir stuff up like family can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the music you want to play on Christmas morning when the family's over to get everybody to be calm and relax and enjoy the experience and maybe leave a little bit of that family dynamic drama behind. So there's two CDs that you would play like any other music CD that are really there for tuning the energy and harmonizing your environment. The next two CDs are really much more specialized because the third CD or playlist is meditation music. It's like meditation, prayer music, whatever you do for your internal work, you want to play this music while you're doing it. So people wonder, you know, I mentioned earlier about people struggling to meditate and our minds are so busy. Well, our minds are so busy because all the static and noise in our environment is just uplifting that whole busyness. Yes, there's a training of the mind that's imperative also. So the third CD is about creating an environment where you can deepen your interconnection work, whatever you do, journaling, praying, meditating, just chilling and relaxing. That's what you want to use the third CD. It's actually called Tranquility. So, and then the fourth is called Sleep, which is pretty much self-explanatory. It's music for sleep. And the reason why this is so important, at nighttime, you put the biological supercomputer into sleep mode. Mm-hmm. And the biological computer in sleep mode is actually still very busy. Your brain sends a signal to produce melatonin, for example, at nighttime. And of course, melatonin helps to rebuild your physicality. Okay. So what scientists are starting to discover now is that cell phones and Wi-Fi and smart meters and EMFs, all in our environment, how many of us sleep with a clock next to our head or a cell phone next to us? Well, they're realizing now that the brain can't really tell the difference between daytime and between the waves being produced by our technology. So we're seeing dramatic low levels of melatonin. And specifically, the study that I was looking into was about women with breast cancer, how all across the board, low levels of melatonin. we want to make sure that we have is an optimal connection, not only during the day, but also at night while we sleep. So this musical series is a 24-hour musical solution for tuning your energy and harmonizing your environment. And I threw in a couple bonus playlists because there's some amazing things that can open up for you when you're doing your meditation or when you're doing your prayer time or your journaling or whatever it might be. And so there's another bonus playlist. It's entitled Prosperity. Now, everybody wants to have a more prosperous and abundant life. Mm-hmm. And so in this particular series, my wife, Dr. Lara, takes you through some powerful processes to open up to more prosperity and abundance in your life. So it's guided visualization, meditation in combination with high vibration music. And it's like basically taking the whole process to a whole nother level. When you're in that coherent state, you can take your own processes that you do, but you can also take guided visualizations and things to a whole nother level in their way to be able to create change, facilitate change within. The next bonus CD playlist within the series is To Shine the Light. And it's just some sit down, recorded live, classical flamenco pieces of music, just further music to harmonize your environment. Mm-hmm. And out of this whole series, here's what you're going to experience. The most profound thing that people across the board experience is a dramatic reduction in stress. You're going to experience an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. Okay. You can demonstrate what happens when you play the music. You mentioned something earlier about how you instantly felt a shift. Well, when the music plays, you instantly have an increase in your physical energy. And because you're in this harmonized state, you're going to experience better memory, focus, creativity, intuition, higher access to information through like your sixth sense. Also, the body has this beautiful ability to heal itself in a more efficient manner when it's in a state of being in tune or in a state of coherence. So we're going to experience all those benefits by utilizing this musical system and playing this music in our environment, playing it at night while we sleep, playing it while we're having family and friends over, playing it while we're working with our kids, and you're going to start to see some dramatic shifts. Not only that, but I've seen across the board everything from the elderly parent who's experiencing issues with Alzheimer's to have shifts in their coherence and in their energy level by playing the music in the environment. I've had parents who have written me about their children who are autistic, and they're able to play the music and have focused conversation with their children where before they weren't able to do that. I even had a guy, and this is always creates a lot of laughter, but I'm sharing anyways. I had a guy write me a note and say, "Mark, man, forget Viagra." He goes, "I lit some candles, played your music, made my wife dinner. Oh my gosh." And I'm like, "Well," I go, that's a heck of a testimonial.
Great. Yeah.
So we really see just a tremendous amount that opens up for people through this system. So this is a great place to get in to start tuning your strings. Mm-hmm. And why? So we can bring our music forward. We all have goals. We all have dreams. We all have ambitions. We all have things that we're trying to accomplish in life. Well, when you're in a state of tune, being in tune and in a state of coherence, you're able to express that at a higher level. My music sounds so much better when the instrument is in tune. Mm-hmm. And that's what this musical series does. It helps you tune your instrument, who you are, so you can bring your music out to a whole nother level.
That's so beautiful. Oh, wow. And that's the thing. I want you all to get this is not just any music, you know, this is high vibrational frequency music, right? So it's not just music like you hear on the radio. It's much more than that. And I'm excited. So like tonight, I'm definitely going to be sleeping with that music. And on the plane tomorrow, I will be playing the music because, you know, traveling can sometimes be a little bit stressful, right? So I will definitely be playing that music when I'm traveling and in the hotel to fix the space, but to harmonize that space, right? When you're in a hotel room, when you're traveling, when you're in a workshop space, for example, you know, you want to change the energy of that space so that it's a higher vibration, right? So, and so you can have more ease in that space as well. So I'm definitely going to be playing it there. So I have a comment from Pinar. And Pinar, thank you so much for the other message as well. I will get back to you about that. And she says, I felt the energy as well, and it made my body dance. Thank you for the seed. I will water it with love and kindness. Beautiful.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah, I love that. Pinar feels a lot, so she senses energy and she feels energy. So she, you know, so when she's saying it made her body dance, yeah, I can see her dancing around the room for sure. So thank you, Pinar. So Mark, I wanted to, because it's like, I love things that are easy, you know, like I don't have to do, you know, a lot of, I mean, I do, but I don't have to always do, you know, strenuous exercises or mental games or, you know, bring up all sorts of emotions to heal them and clear them, you know, or do, you know, journeys and blah, 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 right? But sometimes, you know, I want my life to be easy. And so with the music playing either softly or even totally quietly, knowing that it is already changing my energy, changing the energy of the space, bringing me into more alignment and helping me to have less stress in my life. I think it's like a win-win-win. I don't know how many things I said, but win-win-win, right? So that we can shine more with ease, right?
Absolutely. And I think there's another thing I didn't really touch upon, but it's amazing how many people, you know, obviously I shared a lot of things that people had up front that just happened, mm-hmm. immediately shifted for them. They experienced a difference. But one of the things that's really cool is that I've had people who have sent me notes, you know, it's like they'll start playing the music in their environment and playing it as much as possible. And all of a sudden they kind of go, you know, like here's a great example. I had a young lady who, you know, had challenges with her weight. And, you know, never seemed to be able to get herself out to exercise or eat better quality foods and things like that, that she knew that she needed to do in order to achieve what she wanted to achieve. Well, out of just playing the music in the environment, all of a sudden she goes, you know what? I actually found myself putting my running shoes on and getting out and working out. It's almost like I had this realization or this shift within me to engage. I've been eating better quality foods and doing the things that I need to do, but it's almost like it's easier. I've had people who have played the music also like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't eat fast food, you know, 5 times a week anymore. They have these realizations, these ahas, these expanded awareness moments that cause them to go to another level. And this is what happens when we have a good connection to that field of unlimited possibility, that field of pure consciousness. And it's such a great piece. It's different for everybody because obviously we're all on different paths and stuff, but yeah. It's amazing what can open up out of being in a state of coherence for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and this is, you know, this is science, right? You know, like you've merged the scientific with the woo-woo, you know, but, you know, in our world, that woo-woo is not really woo. It's real. It's so relevant. It's like we breathe and live in the space of energy and healing, and you've brought the two things together, you know, the music and the vibration and the healing all together in one, and in a way that is easy for us to accept and experience, which, you know, I think, you know, for more and more people, for them to start to get that we are energy beings, we are vibrational beings, and our vibration is affected by everything in our environment, including our thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. And I know we didn't really get a chance to touch on that a lot. Can you just briefly talk about how these MP3s, how your music can help to shift our, you just kind of mentioned it, but our thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that have been stuck for so long. I remember yesterday, somebody was talking, somebody was on our show yesterday, and one of the callers asked a question about around like they want to do something, but they just can't do it. You know, it's like, why have they not been able to do it all this, you know, for so long? Why is it so hard? So can listening to your music help to finally get somebody motivated to make changes in their life, or to, you know, be more intuitive or follow their path or whatever it happens to be?
I've seen being more intuitive. I've seen this expanded awareness where, you know, a lot of us, I mean, let's face it, many of us, we have belief patterns or behavioral patterns that we're not even consciously aware of. I mean, they're so ingrained, they're so habitual in nature. And what happens out of playing this music in the environment is an awareness. What happens is you start going, oh man, maybe I need to change that. And see, those are the conversations that we need to have to begin this process of transformation and change. Anytime, you know, I work with a client in my coaching and session work, is that, you know, I talk to them, awareness is more than half of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when we're not even aware is when we're in serious issue, because we don't even realize that we're not even aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because what kind of came to mind was I remember, you know, one of the things that kind of tormented me initially along this path of stepping into my healing gift was that it didn't come with an instruction book.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, I got this gift. Where's the instruction book on how to do this? You know, no, it unveiled itself to me as my journey went forward. As I got myself out of the way, more and more pieces would unveil itself. And I'll never forget one day I came across, somebody sent me a video and I was listening to the video. And the guy said something like, you know, have you ever heard something that just resonates as truth?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard one of those comments. And I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, but it goes something like this. He said, people think we need to seek enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we are enlightened. That is our natural state. You know, we're already the masterpiece, like what we were talking about earlier. He says, what we need to do is we need to rise above the vibrational barriers, in other words, the 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water, all the electronic technology we've surrounded ourselves with, and the limiting belief systems that have held us in a state of unenlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about going out there and achieving it. It's about becoming what we already are. And in order to become what we really are, we need to peel back the pieces. In order to peel back those pieces, we do need to rise above the vibrational barriers in our modern day world. And there are a ton of them. You know, we all have electronics, we all have TVs, we all have cell phones, we all have computers, we all have smart meters on our homes, we all have chemicals in our environment. We're all being exposed to this. Well, if you're able to rise above those vibrational barriers, you're going to dramatically enhance your ability to remember who you really are. You already are the masterpiece. There's nothing broken about you. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. All you have to do is remove what is no longer serving you. Remove what's not in alignment with that truth of who you really are.
Yeah, I agree. Oh my goodness. That was so needed for us to hear. And it is so true. We already are, you know, and it's just all these barriers that have been holding us back. You know, it's like peeling the onion they talk about, but it's layers upon layers, but it's one step at a time. And, you know, how does it get any easier than just putting on some music? You know, I mean, like, there's nothing to that. You just press play. That's it. You know, and yes, have the intentions. Like, what do you want? You know, how do you want to create your life? What do you want to experience in this life? And how do you want to express yourself, right? So those are questions that, you know, people should be asking every day, all the time, because that is what's going to lead you onto your path or take you onto your path. And it just brings me so much joy to be able to share something like this, which is so, I hate to use the word simple, but easy for us to use, a tool, a resource that is easy for us to use and that can make a big difference. You know, I'm just loving it. And it's not just, I think it's like, obviously it's not just the music, it's you and it's your energy and it's your intention, Mark, that is making the impact in people's lives, you know? So, because I know that, you know, as soon as you got on the call, I started feeling so much energy, you know, from our interaction even before we went live. So it's like it's definitely the healing energy that's coming through you, your vibration that is making the difference, you know, for everyone. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I had to kind of chuckle a little bit. I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, it took me a couple of years before, at least a couple. Okay, I'm really short quoting that, by the way. It took me a number of years, you know, to really acknowledge, oh, you know what, I'm a harmonizer. I remember a guy told me this years ago, dude, you're a harmonizer. You harmonize people's lives. You're restoring harmony in the world. What more do we all need to do? When we're in harmony, we play beautiful music. When we play beautiful music, what do? We change our lives. We change the planet. And that's what I'm committed to helping people accomplish, is to restoring harmony in their lives so that they can bring their purpose, their passion, their callings forward. And the first step to doing that, which is what the Vibrational Success Series is about tuning. Got to tune your energy. Otherwise, yeah. I could play like Andre Segovia, but man, if that guitar was out of tune, it's not going to matter. I'm not going to create what I want to create.
Yeah, it's about tuning your field, tuning your vibration. And, you know, part of this has, you know, part of what people will experience through your musical products and through your music is reclaiming their spirit. You know, the theme for this season is reclaiming your spirit, you know, and reclaiming your spirit means going back to being connected, you know, letting go more and more of those layers and more of those barriers and being in alignment with who you truly are. And from that space, shining your light, being the fullest expression of who you are, and really having an abundant and prosperous life. That, for me, is what reclaiming your spirit means, and being of service to you, being of service to your community and family and to the world. That is why we are here, and that is the purpose of reclaiming your spirit. That just, wow, thank you. This was preordained definitely by the universe to have this call today and to be talking about all of this. And your music is just so powerful. The vibration, you know, like I said, that you share and express through your work, through your being, is very powerful. So I want to thank you. And I want to thank all of the callers and listeners who are here with us today, co-creating in this space and sharing your own energy with us. Because this is how we do it. We're a collective, you know, and we're not alone. We're all connected. We are a collective, and we can all uplift and empower each other, just like Mark is doing with his community, and now with all of you. So, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, just beautiful, and it's like I feel like I've just. You know, having this conversation today, it's like I'm talking to a soul family, soul brother, you know, it's like, this is just so, so powerful and so beautiful. And you know, Ethan said so many wonderful things to me about you. And it's like, yeah, sounds good. But now that we've already, you know, had this experience, it's like, wow, he was right again. So thank you so much,
That's
Mark,
fine.
For being here with us today.
Remember, you owe me a good picture of the Statue of David, okay, when you go to Florence.
Yes. I'm going tomorrow, and I'm definitely going to go this weekend, and I'm going to go and check it out and take pictures for sure. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, so much. And I love you all. I'm so grateful for you, you know, for being with me on this journey and being in my life. It brings me, you know, to tears when, you know, that's how grateful I am to you. And I just love you all so much. And we will be together again real soon. Until then, please do continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.
Take care.